Blog Talk Radio.
About a thing, 'cause heaven is a thing.
Yeah. You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Tony, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Hey, 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 this is Murder, She Wrote, and you guys are listening to the Seed Community Poetry Writing Workshop, powered by Murder and Epiphany Radio. You, again, are listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network on Block Talk Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. The Seed is an interactive experience powered by Murder, She Wrote, and Epiphany Radio, facilitated by Gwen C., poet, seven-time author, HR director, and commissioner serving on the Louisville Metro Human Relations Commission. The workshop will take you on a journey using a series of six activities to uncover a current personal or community-based hope or goal. Gwen, who holds a Master of Science in HR Organizational Development, created this workshop to empower you to plant the seed and add value through art, specifically poetry. At the conclusion of tonight's show, you will have your own poetic plan for next steps, aka the poem. The poem is the seed. Nourish it and make sure it grows. So now, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Gwen C., anchored in poetry. How are you?
I am beautiful, my love. How are you?
I am so wonderful. I am so excited to hear your voice. I've missed you so much. You know I've been so busy. But tonight is all about this amazing workshop that you have created. And I'm so honored to be asked to have it on our show tonight. So instead of breathe easy, even though I still want everyone to breathe easy tonight, we have you here with us. So thank you so much.
No, thank you. I'm honored. And yes, let's breathe easy. No anxiety, all about some fun, and hopefully what we create will spark some magic. So do you think we're in a place now that we can go ahead and get started?
Let me look.
Okay.
Suddenly, yes, I do believe. Now, okay, so we have, like, a lot of callers, but not everyone has their hand raised. So if you will please just press 1 if you guys want to be involved in this workshop. But while they're doing that, do you want to go ahead and explain maybe what we're doing and why you came to this what made you come to this conclusion?
Yes, absolutely. I've got a whole spiel for them, but I also want them to do something while we're giving them this information. I really want the folks that are on here to do what I'm just going to call our icebreaker. Just like, you know, this is a revised workshop. Typically, it would be face-to-face, but I want people to participate early on if they're here. What I want folks to do if you're here is go ahead and take one of your selfies, or you can take a selfie right now wherever you're at. But if you don't mind, take a selfie and go put it in the event page. So the event page is The Seed, C-E-E-D, on Facebook. If you can go put your selfie there, we want to see your faces. We want to see all your beautiful faces, all your handsome faces. We want to see you guys. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do. Take your time. If you can, obviously, I still want folks to listen to what I'm getting ready to go over, just kind of, you know, my thank yous. I thank you, Epiphany. Thank you, Murder. I'm going to do my very best not to call you Holly tonight. But I'm excited to be here. I'm so excited to come on this show and offer this event during National Poetry Month. You know, I'm just like, yay, I've been waiting all day. It was a 5:43 today. I was like, damn, it's not 9 o'clock yet. So, you know, some folks are busy.
Right,
I'm going to wait for the show. So if everybody's listening,
I know. It's
your first assignment in the workshop is get your selfie. Go post it on Facebook in The Seed, the actual event page. We want to see your faces. We want to know. We want to honor you as, you know, being part of this during National Poetry Month. So if you can do that, that's what we're
going to absolutely
do.
Look, I'm going right now.
Yes, and I'll do it. You know what?
Right,
that's a good
now.
Idea. I'll hold myself accountable because the seed is about change and accountability a little bit. So let
and
me
accountability, yes.
Thank you for making me laugh because everybody needs a poet.
I was going to put a picture of you in there anyway. So.
Oh, damn. That's funny. All right. So in the meantime, if everybody is hopefully going to put your selfie in there, I'm hoping to see a few faces popping up. But again, I just want to thank Murder and thank Epiphany. This is a condensed version of the seed. Last time I hosted it was 2019 before COVID, and it was a face-to-face event. So it will be a little bit different, but it's a journey through 6 steps. It's a process that we're going to take, and you may end up with a poem if you're a poet. You may end up with lyrics for a new song. You may end up with some verses, some bars. You know, it just depends on who you are, what you choose to build out of today's prompt. You may end up with a short story. You may even end up with some comedy stand-up that you want to go and do. So this really can, even though it's 5 days.
This is when you need up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, where is David Mott when you need him? He's our stand-up.
Oh,
he's our in-house stand-up poet.
Yes. So that's my thing. Like, you can – hold on 1 second. I've got some children to – y'all don't call CPS on me. No.
Ooh.
But if they get too loud, I will have to hurt them. No, but seriously, this is – you know, this can go in any direction. So I know most of the folks on here are probably poets. They're writers. This is not new stuff to them. But you will have time to share. So once we go through this process, even though it is a condensed version, you're going to have time to share your work just like you would on any night with Epiphany. And then we encourage you to finish the poem later. You know, it's not going to be a final version today because you're going through a workshop and there's times and there's limits of what we can do. We encourage you to finish it, revise it, make it your next favorite piece. Basically, the seed must be
absolutely
nourished, as Murder shared. I'm glad you read my bio and intro. I appreciate that because I want people to know my degree is in business and HR. I am not here to teach you about fine arts. My master do not have a master's in fine arts. I do not have a degree in literature. So I'm not here to teach about poetic form or different styles. I'm not going to teach you sonnets or anything like that. I'm just going to take you through a series of steps and a process for the project itself. So,
all right.
Let's see. We all
and we
have
just got another caller to raise their hand. So
perfect. That's what it's all about. Because we all have a voice. That's what the seed is to create the seed planet. Because I believe that everybody has a voice.
All right. You know what?
Maybe
everybody does, and that is exactly what Epiphany is about. So I'm going to go ahead and play one more song, so we can just give folks just one more minute, because we have two people with their hands raised. We just need a few more people, and then we'll be right back. Okay, you guys? Actually, we had music already. So just to get y'all in the mood, I'm going to play a poem. What do you think?
Yes, you should.
Okay, y'all. Don't take me literal on this poem, okay?
One, eight, seven means murder, death, kill, which is what you did to my heart. Murdered me at will. Murdered my soul, once whole, now shattered, tattered, like some flimsy ass piece of cloth, broken like a vase. I would like to think I was blind, but I created an image of you in my mind that was fake. Seven, the exact amount of poems I have written about you, steady wishing they were true, but still I stand here with this gun in my hand, ready to murder you, but would it bring me any satisfaction? See, it's this reaction you have on your face. that same faith that I have given my heart to. But all this time you were nothing but a lie, just waiting for that moment to say goodbye. You kept coming back, kept digging that knife in my thigh. I have been bleeding for 187 days. You offer me no alternative, no quick fix. Just leave me here on the floor to die, but you know nothing of my resilience. You surprised to see me standing? Yeah, you broke me. I jumped out of that plane, but I had a safe landing. I rose above the ashes, burned your love letters till they were part of the earth. Your words were a fabrication of your imagination, but somehow now you are at a loss. How quickly you forget your sin. So let me remind you, Ash. Kept leaving, kept coming back. Seems like you went out and made a whole damn family without me. Turned what we had into a joke. Please, feed me no more lies. I can't swallow them anymore. Just choke. My trust, you broke. Betrayal. The man I have loved is dead to me. In his eyes, I can no longer see. I am not gonna be the one to die. Not today. Because you have just been murdered.
How do I know y'all a singing group? Why don't y'all sing something?
Draining my energy, whoa.
You give ambitions of a rider something you've never experienced. got you. Mentally, financially, physically. We went from 0 to 100 in seconds. We at the top, about to drop this win. When in reality, this poet doesn't just write, I listen to every syllable that glides off your tongue as we spiral down, cause spoken word is what got us into this. So you offering rise, but I'm ready to take flight. You worried about karma, but together we can weather the storm, cause the roots, limbs, and leaves of Quincy poetry won't harm ya. Secrets tight, safe like Federal Reserve. Your honor shall hard like armor, but see that I've already removed. Caressed your heart through flesh while you were nothing but your tattoo. So don't give me that, treating me like I'm on the outside looking in when the heist has already been made. Infiltrated, because the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and I fed you and you ate it, see. You hollering drinks when I put that grin on your face. When you taste me, sweet like grenadine, I quench your thirst more than Patron. When I flow, you receive energy from my spoken word and lips. So I'm saying, with hips swaying, as long as my pen stays wet, come flow with me on this track right before and after we square up on them sheets, both linen and lined, where I flick my wrist to write a piece after we pair up. And you spit bars to lay me back down, cause I just got high when spitting poetry about you. This art ambition, flex, we working, sex, love, occupation, cause I ain't afraid to work. Hey, nothing but love for you. Hey.
Okay, we're about to get started, but I just have a couple of things I have to say. Soak in wet is what got us into this, first of all.
Spoken word is what got us into this. Oh, my God, we're in the wrong workshop. I'm about to change the whole workshop. I'm just kidding.
the way to his heart is through his stomach, and he tastes it. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, so they say, can you not get to a man's heart through his stomach? So I fed him, and he ate it. See, don't do this.
I just got one more, y'all, because me and Danielle was, like, tripping over this whole thing the whole time, right? And so, first love, of course, I know this one always, because I've known this since 2016. This line is what got me. First love. Occupation, because I ain't afraid to work. Nothing but love for you, baby. Oh,
dang. We ain't afraid to work.
The
work. W-E-R-K. W-E-R-K. We ain't afraid to work.
E-R-K. Right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, I love his poetry. Oh, my God. Okay, so, Gwen, take us away. Get us started.
Okay. I'm going to do the first rewind of the night. I know I shouldn't, but for anybody who wasn't here a few minutes ago before them two tracks, I'm going to go ahead and just kind of give a real quick rundown of what I already shared. If you're here and you're listening,
okay,
take a selfie. If you're here and you're listening, take a selfie. Go put it in the page if you want. Show us your beautiful face, your handsome face. We want to see you. The Facebook page is the event. It's called The Seed, C-E-E-D. You can go put it there. Thank you, Epiphany. Thank you, Murder. I'm glad to do this during National Poetry Month. I'm really excited just to come and do this with you guys. I want everybody to know, if you didn't hear the bio that Holly read, that's okay, because I'm going to say it again. I am not a master in fine arts. I do not have a literature background. I am a poet, but my degrees are in other parts, business and stuff like that. So I'm not here to teach you poetic form. I'm not going to teach you sonnets. I'm not going to do you that way. I am here to take you through a six-step process to come up with a poem and plant a seed, because we all have a voice. And sometimes we just need to go through a process to pull something out of us. This is for you know, you to take and nourish after this. Revise it, edit. It may become one of your favorite pieces. It may be a piece that you don't pick up again. I have a tendency to do that. You know, I work on things and then I'll pick them up again 4 or 5 months later. And the next thing you know, then it's finished work. It may be something that I put to the side. And that is okay to do that. That's part of our process. Let's see. So if you're posting your pictures, that's great. We love you. We really want to see your face. If you're not, that's cool. We still love you. What I was going to do before we actually go into the first writing prompt and actually kick this off is if there's anybody that wants to, if they want to press one and they want to come on just verbally for a second and give us the intro, tell us who they are and where they're at, what city or state they're calling from, we would love to have that. We would love to know who's on the line and who's kicking off with us.
All right. Well, so far I have two people already ready to rock and roll. So let's get the first
one. Let's find out.
Ooh.
Hey, who do we have on the line?
Hey, this is C-34 Music.
C-34, welcome.
How are you?
Yes,
how
hello.
Are you
going
to see?
Appreciate it. Where
have
are you calling from?
I am calling from Nashville, Tennessee.
That's what I thought. 615. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm taking notes. That's what I thought. I was just making sure my memory was right.
Yeah.
Well, we are glad you're here to participate in this workshop.
Well, thank you. Now, tell me about this workshop, because I was about ready to spit a poem, but now it's like this is a workshop. Okay, so
that's okay.
Talk me off the ledge.
So it's going to be easy, I promise. It may remind you of Mondays when they do pick up the pen, but basically we're going to go through a series of steps. And in between, you'll have time to write. And we are going to ask you to share the piece at the end if you want to share the piece. So the seed is about pulling something out of you today, and it can go in any direction. On this call, I believe on this show, it's going to be mostly poets, so people are probably going to end up with poems. But you could end up with comedy. You could end up with a song. You could end up with a short story, depending on who you are and what brought you to this workshop. But it is geared toward poetry, and hopefully you will have a poem to share with us later on in the show from the process that we go through.
Interesting. Okay. So, I'm going to get my mind going.
Yes. Stay with
okay,
it, don't
I
jump.
Won't jump off the
All way. Right. Okay. Okay. So, what we're going to do is go to our next caller, let them introduce themselves, and we'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, yeah, that was C-34 Music, and now, if I'm not mistaken, I think we have Danielle.
Beautiful Danielle.
Beautiful.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
How y'all
doing,
Diva?
Oh, my beautiful Bonita.
Oh. How you going, ladies? This is awesome. I'm a little nervous because I really don't know what it's about, but I'm listening.
Y'all are going to be amazing. Y'all are going to do dope shit.
Okay, Danielle, where are you calling
okay,
from?
Well,
oh, I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
See, I don't think I ever asked you before. Or maybe I just assumed I did.
Yeah, I'm in Philly. Yeah. I don't know. Man, let me tell you, before I say anything, they're Pete Gwen. Their piece was giving me life, girl. Like, God, okay.
Thank you.
I heard the piece before, but I didn't hear it put to the music like that. And I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, thank you. You should have heard us in the group chat because we was like, it was giving her life.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes,
so I got to tell y'all, we're supposed to be doing the seed and planting the seed and nourishing it since we're talking about Nothing But Love real quick. That piece was my rebuttal because I heard his piece, and his piece said, the part that actually created the whole poem that I wrote was in his song when he said, I want her. She's really just an unfaithful bitch. I want her. And something about him calling women an unfaithful bitch. That's where my whole piece started from. And when I wrote it, I didn't even know for sure that it was going to be a project piece. But once he heard it, he was like, yeah, we definitely got to go to the studio. Which, if you don't know me or do know me, I hate attention. So going in the studio is torture for me. I don't like attention. I don't like people listening. That's not what I'm a fan of. So okay. We got to get on focus, though. Let's do the seed. Well, next time we'll do one of those kind of works.
Okay.
Girl.
One of those kinds. Okay. So glad you're here.
All right. So we have one more caller that raised their hand. So let me see who this is, and I'll be right back with you, ma'am.
All right, girl.
All right. All right, area code 323, who do we have on the line?
This is Sincere from Los Angeles, California.
Well, hello there, Sincere.
Hello.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm wonderful now. I haven't had your voice in a hot minute, so I am so glad
yeah.
you called into the show tonight. Although
well,
I kind of figured you would, just because you know you like the workshops, the slams, the other things that Gwen and I have done in the past, so I kind of thought you might show up tonight. So thank you
now,
so
I'm
much.
Here. Well, it's an honor.
I'm so
well,
glad.
I look forward to this.
We are thrilled.
All right.
Yes. All right. I'm good, Holly. Whenever you are.
Okay, so is everybody coming back on it at the same time now?
We can leave them in that mute, I guess, just so that they can all, you know, go through the process of working through it, and then they can share their work at the end. Of course, if they need to, if there's something that they want to ask, if they have a reason and they want to ask like something or add something or contribute, of course, interactive is always cool. So if they press one and you see that, I'm totally cool with you bringing them back on if they need something. Or when it adds something.
Okay. Well, Cynthia, I'm just going to put you back on mute just for a moment, and we'll be right back, okay?
No worries.
Okay.
Hope everybody got their pencil sharpened. No, I'm kidding. I'm like, sorry, the one
no,
that was. Oh, my God. I love a good
we
pencil.
We have one more.
Okay, let's not.
Girl, we got one more to introduce. I'm excited. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Mama. How you doing?
Okay. I had to switch phones. I was on the other phone, so I missed a lot of it. I didn't get to hear what y'all were doing. My iPhone
it's
was
okay.
barely out. Okay. So you going to fill me in?
When? See, I am. I'm filling you in right now, Mama. Tonight, this is called the Seed Community Poetry Writing Workshop, and it is with my friend Gwen C. I know you've heard her before.
Hello, beautiful.
It's an
Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hi. I am well. How are you?
Well, I'm laying down with acid indigestion, but like I said, I was on the other phone, and then it went out, so I transferred, so I missed a lot, but I did hear you all saying you were having a workshop, and I have heard you before, and I have commented on your statuses before, so I'm kind of familiar with you.
Yes, I'm hoping that you will take part in the workshop if you're feeling up to it.
Okay, if
absolutely.
If I thought, like, I will, but if not, I'll enjoy listening and getting the feedback off of it.
Perfect.
Mama Oladeji, could you please tell everybody where you're calling from tonight, just in case someone doesn't know?
My name is Oladeji. They call me the all-around queen. I come from Cleveland, the place they call the Plum. Cleveland, Ohio is where I come from, and that's what's going on.
Oh, my gosh, Mama O.
That was dope.
Why did you just make me think of Maya Angelou when you just said that? I swear I saw Maya Angelou on my face. Okay, Mama. So we're going to mute you so you can listen to what we're going to do, and then you'll get to share what you write in just a few minutes. So I'm going to put you back on mute, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Gotta love Mama Oladeji, y'all. All right.
Okay.
That's your people. You got C-34 Music, Danielle, Sincere, and Mama Oladeji.
Yes, yes. And periodically, I will come back and just kind of do a review of where we're at. Hopefully, if anybody jumps in, they want to start writing, they can. So that's that's on them to do that if they feel like it. So if we're good to go, we've done some intros. We've asked people to post their faces in the feed on Facebook, and I would say we're going to do about 30 minutes of writing through the series. Do not box yourself in, folks. This is called the Seed Community Poetry Writing Workshop because it was initially geared toward a community environment event when it was offered face-to-face, but this is revised for this show, so don't box yourself in. You can take this in any direction that you want to go. You might end up with a poem, a song, some lyrics, some bars, a short story, a little comedy skit. That's okay, because even when we're delivering, trying to make change in our world or in our personal lives or in a community, sometimes we have to do that with a lighter spirit. So comedy, whatever you come up with, it doesn't always have to be super serious. Poem, whatever. And just know that you don't have to box yourself in. You literally can take these prompts and go in any direction that you want. There's no right or wrong. This is your poem, just like any other poem that you write. So just, again, create and enjoy. So the very first prompt to get us started tonight, and I'm just going to keep us on the line for this one, Holly. I don't think we need to play music or anything. But what I want everybody to do is you're going to write one truth, and it can be anything you want, but I want you to start with the words, I predict. And I'll give you an example. One sentence, and it's got to be one thing that you believe. It's your one thing that you believe. It could be about anything, like I love pizza. Okay, that could be yours. But whatever you want, but it has to start with the words, I predict. So in one of my poems, I start out, the line is, I predict not all my ancestors were racist. Because even though I know a whole lot of people were, I know that everybody wasn't. So my truth in that one poem is, I predict not all my ancestors were racist. So if everybody could just take like 30 seconds, jot down your one truth. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to write down one myth, and it also has to start with I predict. So one myth. So in my same poem that I was just referring to, my line says, I predict lies, audacity to claim truth makes stories better. So basically I'm saying people convince themselves that their lies are truth, and that makes the story better. So that's just my line, and we're looking for a myth. So something that you don't believe, because no, I don't believe that lies, and, you know, adding all this extra detail and people believing that it's true, I don't really believe that makes the story better. Or maybe I do. I don't know. But your myth, whatever you want your myth to be, I predict something. And this is really just kind of because our thoughts are powerful. That's why I like to do this I predict. This is something I learned last year during National Poetry Month and created a whole piece around it. But I learned it from Ed Mabry. And it's just something that I really like, because even though we're only doing one truth and one myth with I predict, to me, our thoughts are powerful, and I just want to start it out this way.
That is crazy powerful, and shout out to Ed Mabry.
Yeah, because I predict lies, audacity to claim truth makes stories better, because so many folks, when they're heavily in lie, they're, you know, they're making it embellished, they're adding all this detail because they believe their lie. So I'm sarcastically saying, yeah, okay, I believe it makes the stories better. And maybe it does make the stories better. But anyway, so one truth and one myth. Hopefully everybody has something. If possible, it should have started with I predict and then I predict. So for our first writing prompt, because that was kind of just a little kickoff, for the first part of this, I want you to tell me or tell your page or your phone or whatever device you're using, you're going to be given 3 minutes to answer, and it doesn't have to be a direct answer. It's whatever you, whatever direction you take it in. But the prompt is, what do you feel now? How are you feeling? What's on your mind or heart today? So again, this can be anything. So you're going to try to come up with two or three sentences. We don't have any expectations here, so be free. Like, there's nothing that you can tell us that we can grade you on or have any opinion about. Like, this is yours. So we don't have expectations. So be free. Tell us what you feel now, how you've been feeling, what's on your mind or heart today. You're talking about today, right now, today. Answer from your soul and from your creative place, any way that you deem appropriate. We're going to give you 2 or 3 minutes to do that. I think Murda's going to play some music. But before we go into that music, there is one catch. And I'm trying to be redundant because I want people to hear everything that I'm saying, because I know we don't have a visual. You have to use, when you make your answer to how you feel now, what are you feeling, what's on your mind or heart, any direction that you want, you also have to include either your myth or your truth that you just wrote. Pick one and then choose include that in your answer. And we're going to give them about 3 minutes.
God.
Murder, if you, I know, right? Murder, if you want to go to music, totally go. But again, folks, it's what do you feel now? How are you feeling? And again, these are questions that you answer. You interpret my questions however you want, because one person may take how are you feeling and it be their physical. One person may take how are you feeling and it be their mental. I may take how are you feeling and think about how I'm an empath and I'm worried about somebody else right now. I'm not even worried about myself. So what do you feel now? How are you feeling? What's on your mind? And you don't have to answer all three, but just whatever you choose to write in the next 2 minutes. And then you have to include either your myth of the truth or your myth. And that's that. I'm not going to talk about it no more. we'll give them like 2 minutes.
All right.
To do we'll come back.
I'm trying to find, okay, like.
And we don't have to do music.
Here's a song.
If it may bother
3 minutes. It's okay. We can do music. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Shorty, I just wanna love you. I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. Yeah. Sorry, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels. Sorry, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. Yeah. I can pull up on you in the nighttime. If I ain't got time, I can find time. Cause any time is the right time.
Why you always gotta act like that? Why you always in your bed like that? Why you always leave bed like that? Just to bring that ass right back. Why you always in your mood like that? Why you always acting rude like that? Why we can't be cool like that?
When you know that shawty, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels.
All right, girl, we back.
All right. Hopefully everybody got through that and they don't hate me. Like, this ain't enough information. Why she's being vague? It's because it's yours. It's yours. Okay, so I'm going to try to keep it moving. I'm not going to be as redundant this time. I'm probably only going to repeat it twice. So the second prompt, describe your last week in 2 to 3 sentences. And that may be 1 to 3, but describe your last week in 1 to 3 sentences. We're going to only give you 2 minutes for this one, and it can be anything. Describe your last week. Detail wherever you can, or not detail. It's up to you. You can share what you did, what you ate, who you've been around, what your goals are, what you've been thinking about, what you've been feeling. You can elaborate on the first question. Whatever you want, describe your last week in 1 to 3 sentences, and we're going to give you 2 minutes. Now, here is the kicker. When you're describing your last week in 1 to 3 sentences, you can go over 3, by the way. There's no limits here, no limits. But here's your theme to celebrate DMX, y'all. Somewhere in this answer, I need you to include, that's how Rough Riders roll, or you can include, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Now, I feel like this is a fair, appropriate option. I'm asking you to describe what you've been through in the last week in a couple of sentences, and either that's how we roll, because it's worked out well, or maybe your week's been a little questionable or something's going on, and y'all gonna make me lose my mind. So wherever your answer is, see if you can work in one of those two statements, and we're gonna give you about maybe 2 to 3 minutes on this prompt as well.
Oh, my God. I love this one.
I mean, you know, I had to work DMX in, but it obviously he wasn't in the original because I did this workshop in 2019 before COVID. But, yes, y'all, don't hate me. Just tell me about your last week, 2 to 4 sentences or 2 to 3 sentences, whatever you want to come up with. And you have to include somewhere in there, that's how Rough Riders roll, or y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. I'm always going to lose my mind. I'm hoping
You said 2 minutes? 2 minutes.
Yeah, let's give them like 2 minutes to describe their last week.
All right, let's go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so hopefully they don't hate me. No, I'm just kidding. So this is a free write, y'all. You know, it's like I'm giving you what I want you to write about, but I'm not asking you to write in any type of form. So this is just color, decoration, embellishment. It's just getting you in the mood. It's making you go into your thoughts, because sometimes when we're busy, you know, we don't get to sit and think about, well, how did I feel on Tuesday? Well, we don't know. We're too busy to remember Tuesday. So this is to hopefully just kind of get you in your mindset of thinking about some things. So moving into prompt three. And keep in mind, when you're answering these prompts, again, I keep saying go in any direction, but keep in mind, you could be writing in sentence form. You could be writing in poetic lines. You could be writing a paragraph, a stanza. It's really whatever you want, whatever feels comfortable for you. So again, we don't have expectations. We're just giving you something, and what you create is yours. There's no expectations over here from us. So it may be like the next question, what would you like to accomplish, change, or achieve based on how you're currently feeling? Like sometimes I may want to give something up because I know that it may make me better in another area. So, you know, but we're talking about right now, based on what you are feeling, what you're thinking, really feeling preferably, because I like emotion more than I do our minds. But what you're feeling, what would you like to accomplish, change, or achieve based on how you're currently feeling? And here's the thing. It can be a personal goal. It can be something in your community. It could be something, you know, that's going to impact others, or it can be something that's only going to impact you personally. So think about what you would like to accomplish, change, or achieve. Maybe you could just jot those words down, accomplish, change, or achieve. Why is it important to you now? Why is it important to you now? Think about that. And then maybe take it to the next level when you're giving us your, you know, three or four sentences, maybe two or three, three or four. But when you're giving us your response, I'm not going to say sentences because it could just be lines, but when you're giving us your response and you're preparing your response to what would you like to accomplish, change, or achieve, and why is it important, maybe then you can start to compare it to something else. We all love similes and metaphors, and we all like to compare things. So I might say I've been really excited because I'm always very anxious. I'm excited about this workshop and planning and whatever it might be. So I may say something like, you know, the wind has been speaking to my soul, because I'm more driven by emotion. So I might try to talk about something like that to compare it, rather than me just saying, you know, I've been excited about the workshop. So however you want to do it, any direction that you want to take it in, give us 2 to 3, maybe 4 sentences if you can. We're going to give you like 4 minutes this time, because this is a little bit, you know, more in-depth question. But again, what would you like to accomplish, change, or achieve? Why is it important to you now? One of my other things, you know, I might say, you know, I'm wanting to be more purposeful in my poetry. So I might talk about, like, I may say something about, if I'm trying to change something in the community, like as a commissioner, I may talk about the roots, limbs, and leaves of Wednesday poetry. And I may talk about how the limbs represent me going out on limbs for other people. So the logo, the Wednesday poetry tree logo, isn't about me. And I may like put that in my poem, that, you know, going out on limbs for others. So whatever you're feeling, give us your 2, 3, or 4 sentences about what you want to accomplish, change, or achieve, and why it's important to you right now. And if you feel like it, take it in the direction of comparing it. Maybe give us some similes, metaphors, whatever you choose to compare it to something else. And I think we're good to give them time. I feel like I've repeated it enough.
All right, so we're going to give you a little bit more time with this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like four and a half maybe.
All right, we'll be back.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx.
Tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialized in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop has its thought out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live, cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx.
LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder, money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip-hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, these boys ran to the latest jam, but when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. Power from a streetlight made the place dark, but yo, they didn't care. They turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, Rolling Six, with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Project, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace had seen, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the Dresden Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerds will become shop. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, South, South Bronx, South Bronx, South, South Bronx, South Bronx, South Bronx, South, South Bronx, South Bronx.
I had the fan on, the girls having hot flashes, and I didn't even realize that I had the fan on. So, you know, if y'all was hearing something, my bad, I'm sorry.
For all of us. If you don't like hearing the fan, then something's wrong with you. So, oh my gosh. I was just thinking how I keep saying, we have no expectations. But then I'm like, oh, but you got to include your myth or your truth statement. Oh, and by the way, you got to put DMX, that's how Rough Riders roll in there, or make me lose my mind. So I'm like, okay, maybe I do have a little bit of expectations. My bad, people, my bad. All right. But I'm so excited to, like, hear people's topics when we get to that point. If they choose to share, I'm excited about that. So the next prompt, before I get into the next prompt, the next part of the process, I'm going to give you a line, and I'm going to not, you don't have to write it down or anything, just hear me out. I predict Nike made billions off black athletes, but I'm thankful they paid Cap after he needs, because more role model activists is what the world needs, heroes and sheroes. So when I talk about your truth and your myth, I predict Nike made billions off black athletes. Okay, I didn't really predict nothing. The world knows that, okay? That's we know that. That's a fact. But I'm thankful they paid Cap after he need. Okay, I'm telling you who I am because I'm agreeing with Nike. I'm not burning Nikes. I'm agreeing with Nike. But then you get to the real point. Because more role model activists is what the world needs. So from that one predict statement, like it ended up telling you who I am, what I believe, but it also told you, you know, what I'm saying. We need to, where the change needs to come. We need more role models that are heroes. So I'm just sharing that because we're going to do something with our other predict statement on this prompt. So when I talk about writing these I predict statements, these are all about adding color because, again, you may not have a final piece today, a finished piece from this workshop, but if you go back and finish it, the I predict lies or the I predict truth and the I predict myth, you would not believe the amount of color you can get out of those statements. And by color, I mean you're embellishing your poem, you're supporting what you're saying, you're giving it a twist that you didn't expect. I mean, you're really taking your poem in like this next level, in my opinion, when you use those type of I predict statements. They can really change because it's not just the first statements that you make in I predict, it's the two or three statements that come after it. And you may not get those two or three today, but once you do, your piece is going to be fire. Okay, so we're already on number four. See, I tried to speed it up for us because I know we kind of
I'm following with you. Look, I said I'll be the fifth person. I'm following with you.
Yes. Okay, so the fourth prompt, and we only got six, y'all. The fourth prompt is whatever you just answered in the third prompt about what you would like to accomplish, change, or achieve. The next prompt is how could you do that? How can you make that goal happen? So, again, you know, this was created to be a community-based writing workshop. So people would come in and they would think about personal goals, things that they want to change in their community, and it could go in any direction. Whatever you wrote for number three, how could you do that? How can you accomplish that? How can you change that? How could you achieve whatever you wrote? How can you make that goal happen? And here, if possible, we want you to assess your options, maybe really think how you could do that. You know, it's just so many different things you can do here. And I want you to try to come out with at least four or five sentences, or not sentences, but responses, lines, whatever you want to do. Try to come up with four to five things in this particular prompt. And we're only going to give you, we're going to give you a full 5 minutes this time. And one thing I will tell you, because I want to be redundant, the goal is to answer what you answered in number three. You said, what did you want to accomplish, change, or achieve? So now give us four or five responses to how you can do that, how you can make that goal happen. What does it take from you? What do you got to do? Because sometimes that's why we don't make the change that we want to see, is because we feel like our hands are tied. We don't have the authority or we don't have the capability. But believe me, every little thing we do actually makes change. It is sometimes just a road that we have to follow. That's why I said in the very beginning, you know, I have a tendency to want to follow the path alone sometimes, and that's not always the best way. So just think about how you can reach that goal. And here's the kicker. You do need to include the other one of your I predict statements. So on number one, if you used your myth already, then you need to use your truth this time. If number one, you went ahead and used your truth I predict statement, then you need to use your myth this time. And I hope I said that right, but you catch me. Whichever one you didn't use and the prompt number one, I need you to work that in this time. And if the way you work it in doesn't mean it has to be finalized. Again, this is a workshop, so we're just building the puzzle. We're not saying that the puzzle's completely put together yet. So let's give everybody 5 minutes to answer how they could achieve that goal, accomplish that goal, how they can make it happen, or how they could make that change, or whatever they're writing about, how they can make that happen, and hopefully they will include their I predict statement. the one that hasn't.
All right. Okay. I'm trying to find a song that's not like.
And you can, well, go ahead and I'll just keep talking. You guys can, while you're thinking about your I predict and how you want to add change or, you know, add value or accomplish or whatever you're doing, whatever you're trying to change, when you're thinking about that, the reason we say go for 4 or 5 sentences here is because, or answers or responses, not really sentences, it might be sentences, but is because this is more meat. Okay, you know what, you've already identified what you want to do. Let's talk about how you could do that. Let's pull that out, even if it's uncomfortable. Just because you think you don't have the resources doesn't mean it shouldn't be here. If you know something that you can do, put it in this response, because, again, we're planting seeds today. We'll nourish them later, but let's plant them today.
All right. Let's go. I'm going to start the music. Y'all got 5 minutes.
My lover, my lady, all night you make me want you. It drives me crazy. I feel like you were made just for me, babe. Tell me if you feel the same way. Does it just feel so right? I don't wanna waste no time. If I had to choose, I know I'm gonna always choose to be with you. Cause girl, don't you know?
Girl, don't you know you're so beautiful. I wanna give all my love to you, girl.
All right, girl. We ready for number five?
I said, hello, hello. I hope that was enough time for that one. And the host must have said all that on mute. So,
of course,
Yeah. So what I'm hoping is that if anyone has joined or folks that are on here, let me get my list. I know we had Danielle. I know we had C34 Music. We had Mama O. Sincere. Y'all go put y'all's faces.
Yes.
Put your faces in the event. We want to see your beautiful face, your handsome face, your lovely being. Go put yourself in the event because I like memories. That's pretty much. Don't make me stalk you. Okay. All right. All right. So.
And she will, y'all. She will.
I will. I probably already did. All right, seriously.
Girl, I was putting out these notices for tonight. I thought I was stalking people, too. It's all right. That's what we do.
That's funny. Yeah, we want to include y'all. I love inclusion, not exclusion. So let's talk about prompt number five. Hopefully they don't hate me. Woo-wee. Hopefully they don't hate me. Okay. So you have identified what you hope to achieve or accomplish, and then you even wrote some responses into how you could do that. But we all know, well, I know for a fact, I like to be a loner. It's a bad thing. You call it introverted. I don't know what to call it. Call it a mess, whatever. But is there anyone that can help you? Who can be a resource or partner to you to help you achieve what you're currently writing about? So if it is a personal thing, yes, you may be the primary key player. There may not be a whole lot of people you can put on the team. But if it's something like community-driven or some type of project, then there's probably other people who are resources to you. And again, I can't stress it enough. This is a gap for us. This is a gap for most people. We have a tendency to want to do things alone, take that path alone, like I said earlier. We just fail to include others. So this is kind of the prompt where I'm asking you to recruit people. Who would you recruit? Maybe you recruit murder. Oh, I'm volunteering you. But who would you recruit for whatever it is you want to do? For me, you know, I may say, let's just pretend I wanted to publish another book, but this time I don't want to self-publish. So maybe I'm looking for a publishing house that specializes in poetry, and I want someone who believes in me besides just me, right? So maybe I would be looking, you know, reaching out to my personal connections, poets that I know in other, you know, across the country or whatever, businesses that are involved in the art scene. You know, there's so many different things, just different centers and schools that maybe offer workshops, because maybe that would get me some leads into some publishing houses or grants, and just, you know, things just go, things just evolve. It just takes little steps. So again, the question or the prompt is, who could be a resource or partner to you to achieve what you've been talking about? And the last two prompts, you've been talking about it. You've talked about what you want to do, what you can do. But who can be a resource? How can you work with that person? This is what this prompt is about. How can you work with that person or that group? And, you know, how do you get there? You know, don't get stuck on this question, though. Don't get stuck on this question, because I understand it's like, well, you know, you can't reach, I almost said rap a lot. Y'all know I'm really stuck in Texas days. But, you know, you can't reach Jay-Z, right? It's hard. You can't just call up Jay. So maybe you want to take a poem and turn it into a song because you wrote it to be a rap song or something, or you wrote it for hip-hop. Well, it's not going to happen. It's not super easy to do, so you need resources. But think about, you know, ways that you can do that. But when I'm saying all that about, we can't just call people up. We can't just dial them on the phone. We can't just email them, text them. So I'm telling you those things because, not to be negative, I'm telling you those things because I'm also telling you, don't get stuck on the question. This question also can go in any direction. It can go in any direction. Just don't get stuck on the question. The question is, who can be a resource or partner to you? That can be businesses, brands, medias. It can be anything for whatever you're trying to accomplish. It may be your brother, your sister, your spouse, your mama. It can be anybody. You have to tell us who based on what you're wanting to achieve. Have you talked to them? Have you talked to them or tried? And if so, you know, have you let them know that you could use them as a partner, or you want to collaborate with them? Sometimes we're not willing to say we want to collaborate with folks. I know I'm not. And sometimes I also get hung up on, like, girl. I get hung up on, like, do folks understand? It's okay. I get hung up on like when folks understand
right now
the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen C. poetry, because I feel like I have to explain what the roots mean, explain what the limbs that I go out for others, and that the leaves are a reflection of us going through trials, ups and downs, and coming back season after season stronger. I feel like I have to explain that to people. But if I don't explain it to them, then they don't know. So that's what this is about. Who do you want to partner with? Who could be your partner? Who could you collaborate with? How have you told them? And just be as creative as you want. But there is one catch, and I hope that I've been redundant enough already. On this one, this is just added later, obviously, for fun and to honor D, or X, I should say. You have to include the phrase, get at me, dog, or get it on the floor. So you're talking about who you want to collaborate with, who can be a resource, who could be your partner, how can you tell them, and then somewhere in there you need to include either get at me, dog, or get it on the floor. Because I think both of them statements work. And we're going to give you because it is a little bit more intense, because we don't always feel comfortable trying to partner with other people. People often look at things as a competition when it's not. So there's all kinds of reasons why we don't recruit people to be on the team. So let's go and let's recruit, and let's just see where this takes you. Again, be creative. We have no expectations, and do not get stuck on the question. It's whatever it comes out of your soul. Time starts when Holly plays the music.
All righty. We are ready for this. Right?
Holly starts when Murder plays the music.
Taking away, 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 ta All right, we're back.
All right, all right, all right. So I guess I should have said anyone press 1 if you don't think we're giving you enough time. But here we are approaching the end, so it's kind of too late. So hopefully this was enough time for this condensed version of this workshop. So the last prompt, and I'm so glad we're not doing video today because, Holly, I'm over here dancing and stuff, and I don't think y'all want to see that. Yeah. So the last prompt.
I want to see it.
No, we don't. No. It would be a distraction to the writers.
I think
writers.
We're
going to
do a virtual show from Gwen's basement.
So we can't. No dancing. Chair dance. Okay. So the sixth prompt, and this is the final prompt, sort of for the most part. So this is where I'm going to ask you to take everything. And let me just do a quick rundown. So you've told us what you want to achieve. First, you started out telling us how you feel. And I'm not going to do like a complete rundown, but just a real quick one. You told us how you feel. You told us what your last week has been like in some way, shape, or form, whether it was just what you ate or whatever. Then you told us what you want to accomplish, achieve, or where you want to make change. And it could be to yourself personally or into the world. That's great. Then you told us how you could do that. And then in this last prompt, hopefully you told us in some creative way, we have no expectations, so it's wherever you took it, but you would have told us, who can be a resource or a partner to you in this? Who can you collaborate with? You know, who can you recruit to be on the team for whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether it's your sister, brother, spouse, or it's like a whole freaking business. And to make it fun and to honor X, I asked you to put in there, get at me, dog, or get it on the floor. So hopefully number 5 included one of those. So here we are. The sixth prompt, the sixth step, so to speak, is going to bring us together, hopefully. Again, I don't expect a final piece. This is a workshop, so you're going to have time to go back and nourish your seed later. This is just the draft and what you'll share today if you want to share it. So you've identified who could be a resource. So let's talk about creatively sharing all this. How could you educate others on this? And I'm going to use the word issue, but it's not an issue. It's just I'm saying it's an issue because it's just something we're trying to achieve, accomplish, or make change. How could you educate other folks? You know, break your work down. Everything that you've done so far, break that down any way that you want and put it back together. So what you wrote in prompt 1, it may be your ending now. You may talk about what you want. I'm kind of like, I believe that you should have like a really dope opening line. So I may say, I don't know, I want to plant 1,000 trees in my city. Okay, that's not going to be me, but let's just say I said that. That may be my opening now. And maybe the prompt about how you feel right now in this moment, that may end up being my closing. And you can do whatever you want in this part. So you can edit, delete, add, change. I don't want you to delete anything out that's specific, like your I predict statements or the stuff about DMX. I want to keep that in there. But this last prompt, basically, let me slow it down. It's going to be, how could you educate others on whatever topic you're talking about, whatever issue, topic, whatever change you're wanting to see? What can you tell them? Break all your work down. You can keep it the same order you want. You can change it, rearrange it, put it together any way you choose. Like, I cannot add that enough. I just cannot stress that enough. You can add things to this in this section. If you want to add some adjectives, some verbs, something that sounds good, something that you just like the phrase because it rolls off the tongue pretty, this is where you can do whatever you want. We don't care. Do whatever you want. And while you're in this section, think about any stress or worry. If you felt anxious when you was answering question 4 or 5, think about that stress. Think about that worry, but try to reframe it. Try to reframe it, and when you put it all together in 6, make it positive. Like, the goal is to create positive energy. So you're talking about any actions you might take, creating a roadmap, what your next steps are going to be, what your actions are, how you're going to navigate, how you're going to make moves. Whatever it might be, this is your time to break down anything you wrote, rearrange it, change it, add to it, whatever. I do ask this. For the 6th prompt, if you wrote about a personal goal that you want to change, I ask you to please use one of the words, vibe or energy. Vibe or energy, if you chose a personal thing in your life. If you chose something that's for the world or for the city or for the school district or for a group that you're in or your motorcycle club or your poet group. I don't know. If you chose something that's going to impact other people more than it's going to necessarily impact you directly, you're trying to make change into the world, I ask you that on this section you include the word culture. Choose one. It don't matter. You pick whichever one you want. So if you wrote about a personal item, you're going to use vibe or energy. If you wrote about something that's going to change something for someone else outside of you alone, then right, you should include culture or for the people. Again, the prompt is, how can you educate others on this? Break it all down, put it all back together any way you want, add what you want. We're going to give you like 7 or 8 minutes on this one because this is where you kind of bring all your stuff together. So everything you did tonight, this is your draft coming together, getting ready to be what you're going to share. So we're going to give you more time. And if everybody's following, please write this down. Please write this down because this should be, after you break it all down and bring it back together, this is what you'll have. You need to write, I want or I need. It's going to be you choose. So I want / need or I need, whatever you want to put. I want or need to blank. So whatever your item is, your topic, put it in that blank. I want to blank or I need to blank. That's why everybody needs a poet. So basically you're saying whatever you want to change or achieve or accomplish, whether it's personal or for the other folks in the world, you want to do it or you feel like you need to do it. And that's why everybody needs a poet, because you're the shit. Or you wouldn't be writing this piece to begin with because you wouldn't have this desire to change whatever it is. So I want or I need to blank. That's why everybody needs a poet. And I am ready to give people like 7 or 8 minutes for this whenever you are, my friend.
All right. I'm so excited to hear what everybody has.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm kind of nosy, so.
And y'all, for real, already, like, told me, you said, I see that you in my playlist. So I just continue to stay in for real's playlist.
That's funny.
Everybody over there, get on up. Everybody right there, get into it. Everybody right there, get involved. Everybody just...
Everybody over there, get on up, everybody around there,
All right, I lied, everybody. That wasn't the end. I'm just kidding. I'm not a liar. I'm just kidding. I'm such an evil person. Okay, it wasn't the end, though.
No, you're not.
But I'm not a liar.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't an end, and I'm not a liar. You like that? Okay.
I like that
this
one.
This is what I need. No. This is what I need y'all to write. Then I promise this will be the end. And you can write it however you want, but it has to basically be this. You like that? I'm not a liar, but it wasn't over. But you can write it however you want, but it has to be this. I am loving myself right now. Okay.
I'm loving it.
I'm making it like, can she make up her mind? Like, what's wrong with this chick? Okay. I've planted a mother, you know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be clean. I've planted a mother seed M-U-H-F-U-H is how I spell it when I don't want to say it. I've planted a must seed, and I see the worth. Hashtag C-E-E-T-H-E, worth. See the worth. I planted a fucking seed, and I see the worth. And the reason I'm asking you to end your piece like that is because if this is something that we pulled out of you, or we didn't have to pull it out of you because you've been thinking about it, or you've been wanting to do it, or you've been knowing that change is necessary, Lord, we all know change is necessary. Lord, 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 I should have done the workshop. Okay, tonight. But whatever it is that you wrote about, I'm hoping that you'll finish this piece because you picked it to be your topic of this workshop for a reason. And I'm hoping that by writing this this statement at the end, I planted a motherfucking seed and I see the worth. That means you're going to go back and you're going to nourish it. So you're going to start taking the steps, or you're going to address it further until it starts to move the way you want it to move. So that's the goal, is plant the seed and nourish it. So I'm hoping that you guys will make that declaration at the end of the poem, and then, or whatever you created, art, whatever art you created, and that you will follow that through. So that is it for the workshop itself. That's it. I mean, I can't ask for anything else. Anybody that hung in here with us and went through these steps and let me torture them a little bit with my, it ain't over, it is over, you don't have to do this, we don't have to do this. But then we do have expectations, because I've been telling y'all, there's no expectations. But then I'm saying, oh, but you got to put DMX. Oh, there's no expectations. Oh, but you got to write a truth and a myth. And the thing that's fun about a truth and a myth, we don't know what your truth and myth was. Like, it starts out with, I predict. So it kind of adds this element of surprise. Like, it gives us an opportunity to interpret something that maybe if it was just all cut and clear. And then when you go back and edit it again, I cannot stress those I predict turn into something else. Because when I said what I said about I predict Nike made billions off black athletes, but I'm thankful they paid Cap after he needs, because more role model activists is what the world needs. That one line, I predict Nike made billions, was the line. But then it took me into a sentence that told y'all who I am as a person or what my beliefs are. And then it took you into what I'm saying the world needs. And we do need that shit. Why do we need it? Because black folks are still getting killed. Okay, this is not a political workshop, so I'm going to wrap it up. But I can't wait to hear y'all's pieces.
Yeah, don't get her started. Congratulations
for staying on here, y'all.
So before we get started, I just want to say that I want to thank everybody for coming out and for sticking around, because I know this was a little bit different of a show than you guys are used to. So I appreciate everybody being so cordial and so nice. Now, this is the part of the show that we've been waiting for since 9 o'clock, or that Gwen and I have been waiting for weeks now. But I want you to go ahead, when you hear it on mute, go ahead and say your name. Let us know where you're calling from again, just in case somebody else has called in and didn't get to hear that. And then spit your piece. Once you spit that piece, please, please, please post it on our event page so that we can look and see what everybody came up with the same topics. All right? So originally, I wasn't going to do this. I was just going to, you know, run the show and let everybody else do it. But it was so cool, Gwen. I didn't want to be left out. And then we only had four people, so I said, what the heck? One more person.
Yes.
So I wrote a little, I wrote this. I hope you like it.
The mic is yours, murder.
All right,
I've always
let's
wanted
go.
To say that.
Girl, you can say that anytime you want to. I predict that I am built from strength. I predict that his lies are his truths, and does he know how I feel? I mean, I'm built of strength. But he's trying to push me. His lies are his truths, and he always letting his lips run loose. After stresses that makes me look like my mind, I'm sorry, after stresses that makes me lose my mind, but I'm still come out on the other end. So I hold on tight, lean into the curves, because that's just how Rough Riders roll. R.I.P. DMX. I cannot not accept the gentrification appreciation for rental moratorium. Let's throw out the families making their trees die with less leaves. Can't stay anchored in the ground with Gwen C. making changes, protesting for her black son she can't watch their demise, waiting for others to realize that they are lame. And it's time for a change, and again, I predict that I come from strength. Good stock. Take it like a man, and you ain't about to take me out. Let me stand on this stage, dig my feet in, grab the mic, spend the night, and stand next to her in this fight. Stand with me. Lista was right. Her collaboration is her dedication, and she said inclusion and not exclusion. And do you know how far her lens reached? I mean, how much she can teach. And it ain't nothing worth having easy. And get at me, dog. I mean, we can't float around this rotted log going nowhere. March, move forward, respect. Make a change with me and Gwen C. Fallen black soldiers, devastated mothers, sisters with no brothers, can we break the cycle? Can we build a new culture with no tasers, meaning no shock therapy, no knees on necks, and no bullets in backs? And it's not loss of memory muscle, just lack of empathy. And can we educate and not procreate the hate? I mean, grab the mic, change lives with poetry, Gwen C., anchored in poetry and murder she wrote. We pull it for the people, y'all. I planted a motherfucking seed, and I always seen the worst. In peace.
Oh, my God. I'm crying. Oh, my God, y'all. I'm serious. Like, I have tears, like, over here. Okay. Look, just let me – the show is mine right now. Suck this. I'm the host. Okay. Gwen's hosting right now. First of all, you said his lies are truth. I like that. Then you put in the DMX Lose My Mind and the Rough Riders role. I like that. Then you try to slide me in there. I don't know where that came from because I'm pretty sure that was not in any of the prompts, but thank you. Then you said you come from strength again. So you said you come from strength twice, which I loved how you put that back in there. But then you took it somewhere that I was not expecting because I could have sworn we were talking about some dude in the beginning. Next thing I know, we're talking about the fight and the limbs reaching. And then you slid in to get at me, dog. And then you said, break the cycle. I thought I was done. I put break the cycle, and I put an exclamation. I was like, I ain't got nothing else to say. This is it. I'm stopping. I ain't taking no more notes. Girl, but then you said, no shock therapy and no knees on necks. Oh, my God, Holly. I don't know, girl. But if that's what the hell you wrote, oh, my God. Fuck yeah. Excuse my language. Oh, my God. Poets for the people. And your ending
people,
was
yeah.
fire. I didn't know how dope that sentence was going to sound, the declaration of I see the worst, but I am so ready for the next
one.
Oh,
my God.
That was beautiful. You did fire. You did fire. If you did that in this workshop, yes.
All right,
I can't wait for the next person.
So, I can't either because I know he got some R&B mixed up in his pieces, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
C-34 Music.
Yes, C-34 Music, not CW. C-double like you're seeing double. This is my piece. You're pulling something out of me. Must have been my intentional fortitude. Got me singing like Kenny Lattimore, except I got my chitlins for you. My heartbeat goes 92 beats per minute through my organs. Got more gospel than Fred Hammond, because I've been commissioned to do damage. I overcooked my Baconator down at Wendy's in Atlanta, wearing my body camera, watching Rayshard get slammed to the road. Damn, another bad episode. When will this stop? I predict no one will ever know. I predict the CDC will expose the population agenda. I feel like busting loose. Now, give me the bridge now, because I've got mine on my money and no time for whiny trap soul idiots. In my last week, I was productive at work, at home, and with my beat making. But this exercise right here, y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. I would like to accomplish getting this peace done. I'm going through earth, wind, and fire, but I need water to grow reasons as to why I, as a Destiny's Child, am answering these independent women's questions. I want to go deep cover and do a 187. And no one needs to know how I will do it because I'm incognito. I'm Morpheus in this Matrix program, and I'm here to free your mind, Neo, away from this poetic mind control while eating Velveeta and Fritos. I could cuss you out, Grimsy, but that would make me Dr. Evil. As I put my middle finger to the sky like it's 1975, singing with Up With People. But I'm going to let my feelings flow like my first name is Peebo. I planted a motherfucking seed, and I see the worth. Freak this. You better get at me, dog, because there won't be no sequel. In peace.
Fire! Oh, my God. My favorite part was the wordplay when you said Destiny's Child and answering these independent women's questions. That was fire. Oh, my God. And then you told what you was eating, how you was feeling. Yes. I took some notes, though. You were talking about 42 and singing like that more. You said commissioned to do damage. That's what's up.
Yep, Fred Hammond was in commission.
He said this exercise right here. This exercise right here is going to make me lose my mind up. I love that. Yes, yes.
Let me stop you just one second. We are now in overtime in 1 minute. So if you guys haven't pressed one, go ahead and press one to let us know you want to do the speed round at the end. Okay, I'm finished. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, that's perfect. Good. Yes, please. That was fire. I love it.
Thank you.
I was worried.
Thank
I was
you.
Worried about what I'm putting people through, but the way you broke it down at the end in the last prompt, and you know, you took some of the first thing where you was talking about what you was cooking or eating, and you switched it around. That was at the end, so it flowed so good. I love that. That was dope. Thank you for that. Thank you for
that.
That
was dope.
Thank
all right,
you very much.
C-double 34 music, y'all. Please post that on our event page.
I will put that up a little later on because I just wrote it on paper. So I'll put it
awesome.
Up.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I did tag you. If you don't see it, let me know. Hit my inbox and I will send it to you, okay?
All right. One love, one mic.
All right. One love, one mic. Stick around for a speed round.
All right.
All right, y'all. So next we have my girl, Sonya. Let's hear what she came up with. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Oh, my God. We really got to read this.
I mean, we not going to be your arm or anything, but we
I'm
could drive
ready.
To Philly and make you. No, I'm playing.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy. I don't know. This ain't going to make no kind of sense, but I'll try.
You are
I'll
not
try.
Obligated. You are encouraged, but not obligated. Encouraged, but not obligated.
No, she obligated. She obligated. She obligated. No.
She
going to
put the
she obligated.
Put the force on me. Oh, my God. All right. All right. Lord, I'm trying to read my own hand right. You got me writing so fast.
I understand
I don't
how that is.
That.
I do that
I don't
real.
Even want to hear that.
Because I was,
yeah.
Honestly, y'all, I was being distracted by my daughter. She just touched down in Puerto Rico earlier, and she's been texting me, so I was trying to text her back and write this at the same time. Y'all going to get
oh,
me
oh, gosh,
here.
Well, she's safe, right?
She is safe, and she was telling me all
okay.
about this and this and that. And, you know, I told her, bring me home a poppy.
All right, well, your daughter's safe. Your daughter's safe, so I want to hear this piece. Let's go.
Oh, God. All right, let me see. Where do I start? Where do
I
start?
I love you, Bossy.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right. You started out with a truth and a thing. Okay, let me see. I predict that I will get to where I want to be. And I predict I will be open to certain broken relationships and start them again. Goodness gracious, wait a minute. Be patient with me, y'all. I'm all over the place with this.
Take your time, mama.
All right. What was the second one?
We got
what do I feel now? What I'm feeling now is more positive these days, and I know spirit has me. I have high hopes for the future, true love and comfort. I know my heart might fight. My heart and mind might fight each other. My heart always wins because I come from love. I just look at life with positivity, and I've started listening to the angelic whispers through my heart. How I spent my last week, I went to the nail salon, as always, because it's my treat to myself. If I don't put this crap that I got to deal with from life, I feel like y'all going to make me lose my mind. So I've also treated myself to an outfit to look pretty for my first live performance tomorrow. I'm ready because that's just how Rough Riders roll. What would you like to, what would I like to accomplish? A change? I would love to accomplish the publishing of my book. And I need to change my daily routine to a more active one. The importance of these changes always to ascend, to move forward in life and see how far I can always get because life has so much to offer. Besides, I hate stagnation and being stuck. I can make this goal happen by finishing my books, finish writing my books, and getting help from my friends who are experienced in that field. And I will push through my physical pain more to reach my weight loss goal. As far as restoring certain relationships, well, there was a time in life I've actually considered the fantasy of going through the crazy again, but reality in life pushed me further away to a positive side. I can use my Epiphany family as my resources because they've always let me know that they're going to be there for me, and I have their full support several times, and I definitely turn to them because they've proven it time and time again. And, Lord, I can't even read my own writing. They've given to me without batting a lash. Not much else that I can say except that they all have experience in different fields. So I'm not only surrounded by talent, but by love. And I'd have any of them as a partner with me. Get at me, dog. I want to provoke thought, and that's why I think everybody needs a poet. Now, this is where I couldn't keep up with because my daughter was getting on my nerves. I planted a motherfucking seed, and I see the worth because I believe I was used for character development in past relationships because I see the worth and how they treat others better, just like I taught them. That's their piece.
That is so fire. I know I keep cutting you off, Murder, before I let you even come in, but I love that piece. It made me feel at peace, and you know that's a big thing for me. You were talking about having high hopes for true love and comfort, but then you talked about your heart wins because you come from love. And then when you said you treat yourself, that was like a reminder to us all, well, at least to me, because I need a reminder, because I never, ever, 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 ever treat myself. And then you told us what you were doing, and you slid in the Rough Riders role. That was dope. And then I really liked when you talked about life has so much to offer. Again, just that element of peace. It was like you're so calm, and you're reminding us that, you know, life has more to offer than the daily worries and stress and fears and the challenges and the obstacles, blah, blah, blah. And then you talked about how you don't like being stagnant or stuck and that you'll push through any pain. And what I really, 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 really liked, and this will be my last comment, but I really liked what you said about the realities in life because you were talking about putting, you know, pursuing those relationships, but you were like, you're willing to face the realities, and that's dope.
Thank you.
Did a great job. You planted a seed because you just reminded me that I need to treat myself. I never treat myself. When I say I don't, I mean I never do. So that was dope, and it sounded so peaceful, like such a calm reminder. So for me, you did just plant a seed. And even though it was about you personally and not about the people around you, that was dope. I think that you should finish it and make it one of your favorite poems.
Oh, I'm going to work on it because you know what? Now that I've read it, I'm like, okay, it didn't sound too bad.
Yeah. And it's so calming. Calming is good.
Oh, man.
Some of us don't know
that
how to be calm.
Dumb.
So when... Love
All right, Danielle. Thank you. was the bomb. Okay, first of all, that poem was the bomb. And I knew it was going to be good because everything that she writes is so, and you said, Gwen, you said peaceful. Everything she writes brings me peace. Like, when she writes,
thank you, baby.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I feel at peace. I feel calm and nurtured. So, that is amazing.
I was going to say, she's over there like, I planted a motherfucking seed.
Yes. When she be cutting people out, she be doing it so peaceful. She do. But yeah, she will cuss you out too. So I'm here to tell you.
Don't tell people that.
Especially if y'all mess with me, right, Mama?
I don't care. I'm going to get them. Oh, man. All right.
So we're going to go to Sincere because I know he got some dope written. And we'll be back to you for a speed round. Okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. So.
This is Sincere from Los Angeles.
Sincere. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello. How
are
you?
I'm vertical.
You're vertical?
Good.
Well, that is
That's
great.
Good.
Yeah, thank you.
You are blessed.
Yes, I am. So I'm going to get into this.
Tell me, how did you write this tonight?
I love it. It just made me get outside my box. It made me get outside my
box. Absolutely. Gwen is all about getting outside of that box, let me tell you.
Yeah, I can hear in her voice. Okay, I predict that black
yes,
children are meant to be unhappy. I predict. I predict that black children are meant to be unhappy from society's misdeeds. This is what's on my mind today. Mythically, I and them has me understanding that there's no sympathy for anyone who's not like theory of whatever comes in my head filled with golden seal of rapes above ground. And then you have some others looking for reprieve by equality for all that which the need to look inwards. I predict that my mouth would get me trying to kill the energy of broken narrative from anyone that is not looking for anything other than quality. Last week, filled my world with my own business. Being finally finished, it wasn't easy. And y'all going to make me lose my mind about this. However, this new venture as an owner, so let me just thank the Lord forward that I am online and ready to go. What I would like to change now, currently my own ego. Define this new change in my new company that I just finished. It is important now due to the importance of seeing me being able to be more creative and independent from anyone else's opinions. It is my own to make mistakes, to grow, learn, and to make a difference in my life through my hard work. It's on me if I make it. And no, I won't get rich from producing my own work. This is the best business since poetry is a perspective for the truest lovers of power by the words that's about your own views. The bottom line to this truth is about me making this happen, checking my ego by way of fear from what others think of me. What's crazy about me running in and out of my own thoughts are with pleasing the majority and not even flinching whether or not if anyone else wants to read my work. I'm here. My company is up. I did it. I've heard from others. It didn't sit right since no one has ever seen me spit live on stage, but that was never for me as well as just venting about my troubles to reach someone to let them know they're not alone. In my DMX voice, get at me, dog. Let me show you how I feel. I don't give a fuck about anyone wants to see me fail. I'll rob and steal if I have to, just to get ahead. So let me tell you who I am. I want to help me get over there. I want God to make it happen. It would be nice to partner with someone to see my goals achieved, but my Father's will is all I need. No knock on anyone. My trust issues are too embedded for me being hurt, so I depend on God. Love from those who want me to see me fail, let alone those who think my poetry is not to par. And since I've not seen or heard anyone teaching poetry at the university to pass judgment remarks, I partner with God for his judgment makes me dig deep inside me. I started my business to offer authors who do not and or need to be heard from. Poetry is not for everyone. Henceforth, I just begun to be that company to let poets in. Let me break this into my own free options about how to just do it. Your energy around you to be up able to with the world around you. I want, or I need to lace behind or leave behind a legacy for unborn yet to come, so that they can understand the words can move a nation if you believe in yourself. You do not need to be validated, since everything might not be for everyone. So folks feel they are better with illustration and creative wordplay. If we all the same, then we all will sound the same. Each one teach one. However, how is that possible if we're trying to break down others, since we are not from the same mold? Art is art. What I see and feel from my disadvantage point will be different depending on how it affects me. Be a true writer for your own cause. Chalk that up. Each situation is a learning bridge to grow from the bottom of each critique. I plant a motherfucking seed. I pick words from the grass I was chirped about how I was nothing but another soul that's not about facing current news, growth about the questions about the future. Sincere. From Los Angeles, in peace.
Unmute me. I was like waiting. Oh, I want to talk. I love that. I love it because
you started out
with one of your I predict. I loved how you just started right out with the I predict. And then it made so much sense because next thing you know, you were talking about folks need to look inwards, but then you went into talking about the broken narrative. But that wasn't what was fire. What was fire was you said, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. And when I think about the broken narrative, that was a perfect, perfect way, in my opinion, because that is making people lose their mind. These people are sick of the narrative, that's for sure. Oh, my God. And then when you were talking about, like, checking your own fear, and you said, I'm here. And I know I don't have your quotes exactly. I'm here. I'm up. I know you didn't say I'm up, but I'm essentially saying that, and I did it. And then, you know, let other folks know they're not alone. That speaks to who you are. And then you added in the get at me dog right there, which was really cool. And then you were just talking about how God, you know, I love that you brought God into this and how God is, Father is all you need. You said you can, it's nice to partner. So you're recognizing ain't nothing wrong with partnering, but you know who you really need is just to achieve as God. And that was dope. And then how his judgment makes you dig deep. You know, I really liked all of that. I thought all of it, that was real because that really tells us who you are as a person. I like hearing who someone is in their work. That's so cool. And then
I appreciate that.
I like how you just said that, you know, you were very factual in it. You were like, you just be a true writer for your own cause. And that's what it's all about. And that's what it's all about. People need to write from who they are, their own soul, their own goals, their own ideas, their own thoughts, perspectives, hopes, wishes, values, morals, whatever they want. And that's why I tell people when you're doing these type of workshops, don't get stuck on the questions because we don't have expectations. Take it wherever you want. You definitely took it where you thought it should go based on who you are. So that's fire.
I am humbled by that. I appreciate that.
Appreciate you very much. So much.
I have been waiting all night for you to hear Sincere's poem or for us to hear Sincere's poem, but for you to actually dive into it the way you just did, because his poetry is beautiful. And if anybody doesn't know, he is a published author. So, Sincere, please post your anything that you have coming out, because we definitely want to see that as well as your poem. If you please post that on our event page so that everybody can see what you're
Absolutely.
Doing over there in California.
Absolutely.
Thank
I'll
you.
Sure will. You're welcome.
All
Thanks
right. Not a problem. You know you are always welcome. So now we are actually going to go to Mama Oladeji, and I've been waiting all night for this, y'all.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Mama.
Hey.
I can't wait to hear what you wrote down.
No,
that's right.
I can't wait.
I liked her enthusiasm. She was just on a roll, and every time I would get, like, lay down and say, kind of give up a little bit, she would, like, come and pump us back up again. So I kind of, like, went with the first theory of telling what actually has happened to you this week and kind of keeping it with the funny, the humorous things that happen, the not-so-humorous things that happen, and then the kind of enjoyable things that happen. So the first kind of thing that happened was I wrote a poem about I have a lot of sons. I have a real son that's real handsome and built, and then I got like a lot of adopted sons that's real handsome and built. And I always try to discourage them from messing with thoughts. So
So the first part is I predict that the truth will surface slowly. And then the part that goes through it says, when our sons become a man, and then this is what the truth that wasn't spoken said. He don't want none of that tail that was for sale. Now he's free because nobody wanted to pay good cash for that over-industrious, tired body. So if I see you trying to push up, I will mug you in the mouth, because my son ain't naive as he used to be, no doubt. He don't want none. He's got a soulmate that he appreciates, and that will never depreciate. You no longer entice him with that stank tank. He wants none of that tail, none of that stale, foul, depraved womb of doom. So leave all of my wholesome sons alone and be gone. Because a mother's prayer has been heard, and my sons keep their word. Mom, with salt, I am not trying to score, he said. Mom, I don't want those kind of chicks anymore. Miss, I wish, yes, I predict the truth will surface slowly. And that was when our sons become a man. And the next one was when I didn't know what this thing was on Facebook about giving you rooms. I don't know if y'all know about that. They say, like, you can get a room, like a hotel room, or go in there and meet your friends and stuff. So I kind of went into this room and said, Vicky's room. I didn't know what it was about. And I wanted to kind of find out what it was about. So said, well, let me go in Vicky's room, which is my room. So when I went in there, I jumped in there real quick, and evidently I had invited somebody else to come into the room, not knowing that it was going to be videotaped. So now I'm in the room kind of naked, and the person I invited is in there kind of naked. So, like, we're both in there kind of naked. Like, how do we get here? What are we doing here? And then we just start busting out laughing. And I was just like saying, you know, this is like some lesbian shit. What are we both doing in the fucking room naked? On Facebook. So that was really funny. So that was the part that, like, y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. Facebook doing all kind of crazy stuff, putting people in rooms that they don't even know how the room works. Videotaping. Anybody else that came to the room could have seen us in there. It was crazy. So that was that part. And she told us not to use the second part of it. Both of us, I'm going to use that first part. The truth was slowly surfaced. The next thing was about that room. And the worst thing that happened was Cash App. I had about $1,000 that people sent me for my birthday and jewelry and stuff. And Cash App sent it to my bank. And when I got to my bank, my bank had stole the money. So I was like, shit, goddamn, get off your ass and find my money, you know, because I'm about to burn this motherfucker down. And I told the man, like, you know, this is ridiculous. He's like, well, you never had over $400 in here. I said, you a damn lie. So I went to my Cash App and I saw all the times that I made deposits and stuff, and went through that with him, so I'm still waiting to find my money. And that's what I did for my piece, but I'm going to, like, go through it. I need a blank. That's why everybody needs to put something you got. Vibe, oh, yeah, so I need the right vibes and the right energy to go back up into this bank and turn this motherfucker out. And that's my piece. And the end part of it is, Gwen C, you did plant the seed, and as I can see, it will grow, and I will see its worth. And that's that piece.
Gwen, are you muted?
I was. I apologize. Mama, oh, that was so, so nice when you were talking about your son. I was like, oh, my God. When she said he don't need no more thoughts. He don't need no thoughts. No, they don't. They don't. I have three sons. I have all boys. So I could totally feel that. I could totally feel that story. Oh, my God. When our sons become
I want to be a fly on the wall. I want to be a fly on the wall the first time your baby brings home. Whatever granny brings home. Can I just be a fly on the wall?
Yeah. Listen, go to your page. I put the video of his birthday. So I did get the party with my son. He had his 53rd birthday. And I was partying with him, so I'm still in the bed from that. And then I also put the picture in there like you asked us to do. So I did both
That's
of those.
Fire.
And, yeah, so we've been celebrating DMX, and we played his music on my son's birthday and was dancing and just had a good time. So, you know, but yeah.
That sounds amazing, Mama.
Yeah, you go look at the video mm-hmm. and see Mama trying to bust a move, you know. You know, the only bad
I'm
part is like
watch it, Mama. As soon as the show's over, I'm watching that.
Yeah, Cash App doesn't have anybody you can really talk to. So I got to I need all of the poets to write about be aware of what's going on these days and times, especially with senior citizens, because they just took my Cash App money. I don't know what that bank did with my money because I got it on my phone. You could see where it was deposited. And my grandson added it up. It was over $1,000, and that was like in the last couple of weeks of my birthday month, and the jewelry, the stuff that people were buying. So that's a lot of money. They didn't.
That's awful. Cause
yeah.
Mama, you work so hard, so hard. And on all your jewelry and everything, and your birth—that's wrong. And I'm so sorry that happened.
Well, I'm gonna find it, but like Gwen C said, sometimes you just gotta get the poets involved. So they're the ones that sent me a lot of that money.
Right.
So they're gonna let me.
Mama, I'm gonna look and see if I can find somebody to get some kind of answers for you. Okay.
Okay. All right. Then. One
I'm
going to
look
Thank
for you.
You.
Yeah, that's,
I'll let you know.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm.
I love the piece that she's talking about, my mother's prayers and that. Her son don't even know that. They got soulmates. Oh, my God. I felt all that. But yes, that Cash App's not, that's not cool. That's not cool. That's not right. She's had an interesting week. I should say she's had an interesting week.
Yeah, that one.
Yes,
that
she's
that
had a very interesting week.
But really, you guys, be careful about the Facebook room because you don't know. It might say Gwen C's room or Rebecca's room, and then you don't know what it's about. And you go in there and you invite people to come in the room. You can actually have a chat. You can actually talk to more than one person. But make sure you put on clothes before you go into your room.
Yes. Lord, that's what she said. Y'all don't make
y'all
it
listen to y'all's mama.
All right,
y'all listen to y'all's mama. Put them clothes on for you start going in the rooms now. Mama,
yeah.
We're gonna do a speed round before we end tonight. So go ahead and get something ready and I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Gwen. Did I mute you? No, I didn't.
No,
tell me. How do you feel about how tonight went?
You know what? I was kind of concerned because I know that there's not that face-to-face dynamic, and I'm used to doing things face-to-face and being my normal cheesy self, you know. But what people delivered, I'm feeling really good. Like, I feel really good. Like, you had me almost crying. And then I took notes. I'm like, oh, my God, did you write that from this workshop when C-Double came on? I was like, he wrote that in this workshop? Oh, my God. And then it just continued. Danielle talking about she ain't have it together. Oh, my God. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And then Sincere's piece was fire. And then Mama O talks about her week, and her week was crazy. And it just makes me feel like everything happens for a reason, because at the last minute on a community poetry writing workshop, I decide to add in DMX stuff to it, which just happens to fit with people's experiences. So, like, I think it was good.
Yes.
I'm feeling really good about it. I'm feeling good. And it's hard, you know, it's hard when you're changing time and trying to squinch it into no face-to-face, but I'm feeling good. People really did follow the prompts and really did deliver.
You know what, this has been an awesome, awesome night. I'm so excited to be a part of this workshop. This is my very first workshop that I've ever participated in. So I'm loving that you were with me through that journey and everybody else. So now I want everybody to be able to do one of their pieces. Also,
yep.
Not that that wasn't their piece because that piece was dope, but, you know, people that might have called in later or whatever, like, just bring a piece. I'm going to play one more song tonight. I know I should have done a soundtrack for tonight, yo. But I'm going to go ahead and play some more For Reals, list, because, you know, I'm getting into this list.
I have one more
list,
offer,
yo.
Before you hit play. I have one more offer before you hit play. Like, I'm, like, over here,
okay.
Like, doing my hands in the air. I don't know what it is. I'm high off poetry. Okay. If anybody wants, send me your address, please, in Messenger. If you know me or we are connected, which I think most of the participants are, the people that participate in the workshop, if you want to send me your mailing address, I would greatly appreciate that. And the second thing is, if you would like to do a video recording once you finish your poem, if you want to finish it and then record it, if you just spitting it or reading it, if you want to send that to me, I will share it on gwenc.com as part of this workshop. So if you want to, cool. If you don't, I totally understand. But please send me your address if you participated. Peace, love, and see the worst.
Yes. Absolutely. So I'm going to play this song while everybody gets their pieces together. And I'm not playing a long song, guys, because we've been on the music for, like, all night, which is amazing if it's me. But y'all didn't call here to listen to music. Y'all called in to listen to poetry. So I'm trying to find something real short. So here we go.
Shorty, I just want to love you. Sorry, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. Yeah. Sorry, I just wanna love you. Take your heart and love you. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels. Sorry, I just wanna love you. Take your heart.
I can pull up on you in the nighttime. If I ain't got time, I can find time. Cause any time is the right time.
Why you always gotta act like that? Why you always be your best like that? Why you always leave fast like that? Just to bring that ass right back. Why you always in your mood like that? Why you always acting rude like that? Why we can't be cool like that?
When you know that shawty, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. Hard and love you. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels.
Shawty, I just wanna love you. Take your heart and love you. That's just how it feels. Yeah. Shawty, I just wanna love you. Take your heart and love you. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels.
Show you what that real love like. I can make you scream all night. Show you the in the field, getting you up off some hills, come to me too. I hear you working and look, call it whatever you do. So say what's your name on it, all the bitches mad cause they want it. Feeling like this too good, don't it?
in the back, got two running. Yeah, blowing your back, though. Yeah, pulling your track, though. Yeah, yeah, that nigga, he whack, though. Crossing out, looking at ties, no. But see your stress, don't stress you out. And let me told you all, shawty, I just wanna love you. Take it hard and love you. That's just how it feels. Heart and love, yo. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels. Shawty, I just wanna love you. Take your heart and love you. That's just how it feels. Yeah. Shawty, I just wanna love you. Take your heart and love you. That's just how it feels. That's just how it feels.
Okay, Glenn, so you've been to one of lots and lots of Epiphany shows, so you know how this speed round thing goes. So yeah. I just want you guys to spit your piece, say your name, spit your piece, and on to the next, or in peace or whatever, so we can go to the next person. We're going to start with C-34 music, and then after Mama goes, then you can go, Gwen, and then I'll finish it up. How does that sound?
That's perfect.
All right. Just one moment.
C-34 Music, representing the 615. I want to preface this. Everybody's a narcissist, but some people don't know they really are. This piece is called Certain Girls. I've told you too much about my life. You've obtained my schedule. You see the Facebook green light and think I'm available to give you full attention. You take my talents and gifts as an avenue for your arousal. I build your excitement unintentionally, giving you orgasms spiritually. I've seen this before in certain girls, brides of vampires, daughters of parasites, locusts dressed in pornography, promises of keeping your secrets, becoming your personal secretary, carrying vast amounts of ammunition, preparing to damage you with precision until you surrender, becoming their man. What does your hunger for a sex life have to do with me as we're talking? Why do I need to know the diagrams, the routes, and the preferred positions designed in your playbook? Why are you trying to tempt me intently with the words you said to me while my wife's sleeping in the next room? Certain girls disrespect you as they present the sexual visual to embed images in your mental menu, disconnecting the covenant to be the central of your focus, as they oppose her, wanting to give you an opening where your thoughts are only on them, and you develop amnesia through adultery. I don't have peace. When you send notes, I drop my guard, and I should have known. But all these compliments make this complicated, because everyone likes a lot of praises. You set the traps around the guillotine. I'm guilty in this conversation of spilling the beans. Certain girls call it spilling the tea, but I'm at a disadvantage and disability being comfortable telling you about me. Certain girls can't get the hint. I guess this one adores my melanin. I can see she wants to touch my skin. With all this information, she's got the upper hand, taking a grasp of my testicles just to be a part of every episode. Confessing fake love and never letting go is all about her within her selfishness. And if you're not careful, she'll make hell your home. I'm just telling you about certain girls. In peace.
My dream within dreams, forever in my soul, outlining my subconscious, the thoughts of perfected love. He doesn't know he's affecting me. But sometimes I wonder, is his heart just as lost as I am? waiting for that light to guide the way. My skin whispers for help away from the loneliness, yet the crave exists. So I go out under the sun to soothe it. Maybe I just feel too much. I make promises to myself, but break them like shattered glass in my love storm of longing for him to share my nights. Not feeling sorry for my soul that it must go unsatisfied, but my body without the joy it longs for. Feel if he could hear my heartbeat, it would speak the words, I will not let you go. And forever you will remain in my arms. But I only know him in my dream within dreams, chasing the dream. Still, like the sun dancing on water, the thoughts of him put a sparkle in my eyes. I said peace.
Demon dogs, what makes your poem better than mine? What's so incredible about what you match together that major outlets running to buy your scribe over two lines west of the Dixie Cusp Corridor? Blood in, blood out. Pick a nugget from the 49er gold mine, San Francisco Rust. Just another wave that died like the dead poor society. Come on, tell me, in the name of Lucifer, what makes your spit split my peas 2 by 3 inches? You got me wondering about my uses of my small link, of course, under vocabulary covenant. Sam, I am lost in the desires of telling of my thoughts necessary since we leapfrog in time against my own ego, defined under survival takeover, smiting with gossip around the horns, saying your poetry stands above in the academic arena, showcasing why your ink by definition is better than all others since poetry began. Pushing to dick, changing under wraps, that pushing theory over reason that oil and water would never mix. See, to me, anything else that falls on dead ears, like judged by definition, see your mailbox is filled with golden steel of rates above mentioned that's taught across the board. Telling her that she is a dog when she's mixed breeders, empty cup, emotional, unstable, and yet broken by seasonal change for allowing me to fight without a gun for a moment in town, stating that your work is covered by three demon dogs' greats. King Sear from Los Angeles got that piece.
I came, I saw, and I made my presence known. I opened my eyes and I could see, and I did thank the creator of me. And I closed my eyes and I could not see. I was afraid of the dark, afraid to stumble. The outside world was full of light. The outside world with which I was not pleased at what I saw. I was not pleased with what I see, but I must see. I closed my eyes. Inside my closed eyes were only thoughts of things remembered. New knowledge comes with new light. I can see in the dark. It's so simple. You are not blind, said your mind. Says my mind, you are not blind. So thank God, the creator of me, that I can see even in the dark inside of me. You know, the inner ear where the crystals spin out of control and imbalance me, those feelings that reside in me. I am the one who blurts out truth like a child who points to the naked emperor. I came. I saw too much. I know so much. I speak on what I acknowledge. And I wait to focus in on my God mind for my creator to manifest a message. Faith is known by knowing that my creator will not leave me alone. My creator will not leave me blind in the wilderness, nor stranded in the city of hate. And no weapon shall be prosperous against me and mine.
Not even those enemies that look like me. I am able to see in both worlds, and I will not stumble, yet I will blurt out all alert. And I am grateful and pleased with my purpose. I'm aware and ready to make the same sacrifices as those who sacrificed before me. So I go forth and I conquer with the discerning spirit, Ashe, like the Lion of Judah, the conquering Lion of Judah. I will slay all enemies and I will say, Ashe, Ashe, in peace.
Not all my ancestors were racist. Either way, I am not their voice nor their thoughts. I be not they. I be not they. I predict lies, audacity to claim truth, make stories better. So does color. Purple passion. When red and blue sides of politics finally mesh and make sense, that's power for the people. Golden years. Those who raised us mustn't be taken for granted. Ensuring they're cared for instead of taken advantage of is our superpower. Be king. Little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls, or black men and black women will be able to join hands with white men and white women without others or social media's opinions as an ignorance. Red tape be destroyed. White murderers, even if uniform blue, get convicted and sentenced, and then black lives finally do matter. Respect what I say, regardless of my complexion, I've earned it. Me nor my work are green, it's my logo because it's my favorite. Been planting seeds for a dirty 30, I done did 3 dimes, silver. Sometimes I get too down in the weeds, but you ain't got to worry about keeping your grass cut low with me, I don't hiss. I predict I will kill you with ink, because what I write rattles. Jars, people not knowing I bring the table to offer them a damn seat. I predict someone who remembers my poems loves the soul inside I, which wasn't intended to be mine. I predict plague isn't the disease, it's people refusing to fight it. Instead, for their precious freedoms like dining and haircuts, they riot. We be better when we give in to and learn from our demons. I predict thieves need it more than I, you, or we combine. I predict black patients get treated, but different. I predict like dried canal, poetry can take us to nowhere and not bring us back. Birth doesn't matter, neither does death, but my 3 biracial sons and all who look like them matter from birth to death, even when folks try to make them feel like they don't. I predict Nike made billions off black athletes, but I'm thankful they paid Cap after he needs, because more role model activists is what the world needs, heroes and sheroes. I predict time is non-existent. Old white male poets who I don't know probably paved the way for me, yet what I spit, they might consider me spitting on their graves. I predict in this world, New Eurekan be the most influential place. Depression keeps me thriving. Some folk love what I write, but hate it because I'm white. For some, this point need be read between the lines. I predict I'm going to keep my art official, even when some wish it's artificial. Some only want to see the worth and let us grow a little. Then try to mold the roots, limbs, and leaves of Gwen T. poetry. But I'm a not always self-propelled machine. So negative energy moves me. And my pen be blade, self-powered, sharp yet leak. Bold like torch, fire, ink. I need no still or approval. Cool. Keep judging and classifying me. Tatted since age 19. And until I'm ash, I'll be branded G. In peace.
I'm just kidding. I was on mute, y'all. Thank you, Gwen. You know, I'm back. Let me try it one more time. This is Rejuvenate Me. 22 flights up. I could only climb to 19, and this gas gets me so high, but it can't compete with my self-esteem. I am a queen. I wear it proudly, not just a name, my title. You better respect that shit. Skyscrapers,
skyscrapers, buildings rotate, but this balcony make this balcony my home, baby. Give me memories. The one hits you different from this level climb in me, he said, baby. Nobody can see. He opened me up like a flower pollinated. Pollinated last season, let me be the reason you can finally let go. Baby, relax and give it to me. Can I take care of you? Touch is my love language. See, he brought me to the clouds and I sway. I sway in his wind. See, this glow is because he took the time to watch me grow. The time to find me, erase the pain so I could see that I can bleed ink. He came up 19 flights to show me what he sees. So I looked in his eyes and I said, baby, rejuvenate me in peace. Okay, so that was a dope workshop and an even better seed round. It's not really better. I'm just saying I really love seed rounds. But, oh, my God, thank you so much for an amazing night. I mean, it's been so amazing. I'm never going to get to sleep. And I don't know. I think I just woke Kalani up when I just screamed.
Yeah, okay,
because the show's over. It's okay.
Thank you.
The show's over.
Thank
We've been doing
so
this
much.
For 3 hours, and you are so welcome. You know I love you. You are welcome
Thank
on
you,
any
poets.
Show.
We appreciate y'all, poets. Y'all are fire. We love poets. Poets are everything. Thank you all, poets.
Poets are everything. So let's take our poetry and let's change the world. Come on, we can do it. One poet at a time, y'all. So, in the theme of the night, we are definitely using tonight to give respect to DMX. I know it's a great loss. So
fire poet.
I want to just say R.I.P. Oh, my God, his music, his lyrics, his everything. But life is hard, and everybody has demons. So I just need everybody to remember that when they lay down tonight. Let's thank God that we woke up and that our demons did not take over. So, here's to you.
Yo, get it twisted. This rap shit is mine, motherfucker. A fucking game. Fuck what you heard. It's what you hearing.
What you hearing?
It's what you hearing.
Listen.
It's what you hearing.
Listen.
It's what you hearing.
Listen.
X gon' give it to ya. Fuck wait for you to get it on your own. X gon' deliver to ya. Knock knock. Open up the door. It's real. If the nonstop pop out, the stainless steel. Go hard, getting busy with it. But I got such a good heart that I make the motherfucker wonder if you get it. Damn right, can I do it again? Cause I am life, so I got to win. Break bread with the enemy. No matter how many cats I break bread with, I break who you send to me. You motherfuckers never wanted nothing but your life saved. Bitch, and that's on a life day. I'm getting down,
down.
Like a nigga set free. So won't be the one ending up on a D, bitch, please. But the only thing you can't say we came out the place. Stay out my way, motherfucker.
We gonna rock,
then we gonna fall.
Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya.
X gon' give it to ya,
he gon' give it to ya.
First we gonna rock, then we gonna fall.
Then we let it pop, don't let it go.
X gon' give it to ya,
he gon' give it to ya.
X gon' give it to ya,
he gon' give it to
ya. He ain't never gave nothing to me. But every time I turn around, cats got their hands out, wanting something from it. I ain't got it, so you can't get it. Let's leave it at that, cause I ain't with it. Hit it with full strength. I'm a jail nigga, so I face the world like a girl in the bullpen. You against me against you. Whatever, whenever, nigga, fuck you gon' do. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing. Only nigga that you know who can chill. Come back and get the streets open. I
I've been doing this for 19 years. Niggas wanna fight me, fight these kids. I put in work and it's all for the kids. But these cats just forgot what work is. They don't know who we be looking. They don't know who they see. Nigga, we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna roll. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. Ayo, where my niggas at? I know I got them down in the greens. Give them love and they give it back. Talk too much for too long. Don't give up, you're too strong. Love to the wild, wild hunters. Shout out to niggas that said it. And it ain't even about the dough. It's about getting down for what you stand for, yo. For real. We gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Come on. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Come on. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. X gon' give it to ya, he gon' give it to ya. First we gonna rock, then we gonna fold. Then we let it pop, don't let it go. Come on. X gon' give it to ya.